Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab is going to be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in this series, we are going to go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you want to be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
Welcome back to another episode of The Bathroom Break with my good friend Jay Schwedelson of subjectline.com, guru events, of everything in the world. I can keep going of a number of things he does, but we'll keep it at those two things. And then me, Daniel Murray, run the Marketing Millennials. Today, we're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects in the world, LinkedIn. It's my little baby. I've been on LinkedIn since 2019, but also Jay has been growing an audience on LinkedIn for a while too. So this is going to be a cool subject. I'm going to pass it up to Jay for the first tip, and then we'll keep going back and forth with this.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about how to grow your LinkedIn because I'm angry at myself. I wish I would have started like years ago because it's so powerful. And I'm going to pass it back to Daniel. But for those who don't know, the reason you really want to hear what Daniel's saying, I've learned a ton from him, is that he has over 1 million people following him and his pages on LinkedIn. That's a lot of people, all right? And so he does all sorts of cool stuff. He really has figured out how to make it all happen. So Daniel, give us behind the curtain, hit us with your first tip. How do we actually grow on LinkedIn?
The number one tip I give to anybody for any social platform is do what the algorithm likes to do, and the algorithm is people. What the algorithm likes on LinkedIn, one of the biggest things are image posts. And what I mean by image posts are image quote posts or memes. And why I think they are so successful for LinkedIn is because, one, it takes up a longer piece of the feed because text posts only have three lines and see more. With an image post, you can take up one whole scroll. That could be just your post in the feed. So that's number one. So it stops someone in their track. Number two, adding a headline, I like to say, or a quick one-liner that people can be inspired by, ticked off by, educated by, entertained by, that in that moment, they stop and have some sort of emotion to stop. So for example, with memes, why they work is because the headline's big, quick, something relevant, and the image is something relevant. So people are stopping the track and be like having a quick laugh or seeing something they like, and they end up liking the post because it's so relevant to them. Or a one-liner is so easy to consume than a 10-line post. I'm not saying don't do 10-line posts. I'm just saying if you want to get more attention in the feed and grow your LinkedIn, which we're talking about growing your LinkedIn, not staying stagnant on LinkedIn, do stuff that are image posts, that are headlines that stop people in the feed.
Let me ask you something though. So I feel like I look at your LinkedIn and everything you put out there blows up. And sometimes I'll put out stuff on LinkedIn and I'll delete it in 3 seconds. I'm like, that was stupid. Nobody liked it, whatever. I mean, do you only have winners or does Daniel Murray also have losers?
There's been a lot of losers in the past, and yes, hard to say, I delete posts. But the thing is, it's testing for me. So I have to have losers to have winners. The one thing that people don't see, and I think when you see bigger people getting a bunch of likes, you get scared. But people don't realize I started in 2019 getting 3, 4, 6, 7, 12 likes, 20 likes. And I was amped up on that because I was just starting and testing and figuring out stuff. It wasn't until 9 months into posting on LinkedIn, I finally figured out a couple themes that resonate with me, but also resonate with my audience. And those are things which we'll talk later of another tactic to do that I keep repeating in different ways that keep getting attention on LinkedIn. But it takes months to build up a relevant audience that will like, unless you do something where, which a lot of people do on LinkedIn, is have people with bigger audience like your post, so it's shown to their audience, which is also a tactic you can utilize if you're smaller at the beginning, is make friends with bigger audiences or trade with bigger names to come and like your post as well.
I'll tell you a tactic that I have found to be, I think people are sleeping on it on LinkedIn, to grow your everything on LinkedIn, and that is your LinkedIn newsletter. Everybody, every person, and every company page should have a LinkedIn newsletter. The weird part is LinkedIn has over 1 billion people, and there's only about 100,000 LinkedIn newsletters that are out there. And the reason I say you should start it is the only thing in the world of social media, it doesn't matter what platform, that actually beats the algorithm. And what I mean by that is, if you take your regular email newsletter that you send out, or even if you don't send one out, right? And then you go and you click create a post, and then on the right-hand side, you're going to see like write article. If you click that and then you change it to newsletter, all right, and then you write, it's a very simple kind of like editor. You could put in whatever images you want, links that you want, whatever you want to write in your newsletter. And that first newsletter, when you hit publish on that first newsletter, costs you no money. Okay, two things happen. Number one, it creates a post, goes on your feed. Who cares about that? The bigger thing that it does, when you first publish that first newsletter, it invites every single person that is connected with you and that follows you, or on your company page, every person that follows your company page, every single one of them, it says, do you want to subscribe? And we all get those notifications. You want to subscribe to blah, blah, blah? And they ask every single one. That's why I say it beats the algorithm. And you will instantly have this population of people that are subscribed to your newsletter. And then every time you publish another newsletter on LinkedIn, it goes via email to every one of those people. And it just grows and grows and grows. So if you're not doing a LinkedIn newsletter, you're missing out on an incredible way to communicate with people and grow on LinkedIn.
By the way, Jay is targeting me with this statement, but also giving good advice on this. I think he's spot on, and I still haven't got on the bandwagon. So maybe when my page hits 1 million followers, that'll be something I decide to do on LinkedIn. But I do agree.
I have been beating you up about this for like a year.
Yes, he has been talking major shit about it.
Yes.
But I will give another tip for LinkedIn. And I think this is a tip for marketing in general, but LinkedIn especially, is repeat your winners. Your ego gets in the way that people actually think about your content more than 5 seconds in a day or 10 seconds in a day. People view your content and forget after 10, 20 minutes that it viewed your content, or maybe even less. So the fact that you don't want to repurpose content that was great in the algorithm is stupid. Number two, the way LinkedIn or any social media works is it when you post, it sends a post to a certain amount of people in the algorithm. And though only those people see it unless it starts getting likes and seen by every other people, but still only a certain amount of people see it. Also to mention that your audience is always growing on social if you're doing something right. So people who weren't following you a month ago or 3 weeks ago haven't seen that content yet. So the fact that you aren't repeating your winners is a bad idea. But if you go look at the marketing millennials, I repeat memes all the time, tweets all the time, things all the time, because winners win. And it's because it's guaranteed that people already liked that idea. The ones that don't win are things that are relevant to that moment in time. So what I mean by that is, let's say TikTok's getting banned today, and like you post something about TikTok getting banned a year later from now, and it went viral then, and nobody's talking about that in the news anymore, it's not going to go viral. But evergreen things about marketing, like marketers loving coffee, or why staying top of mind matters in marketing, those things are so relevant for marketers that it's always going to work in the algorithm. And find that for your niche or your industry, and you'll see it will continue getting likes for as many times you post it down the road.
I want to ask you something very specific about this. So you taught me this and I agree with it. Get the winners back out there. So let's say you have, let's just say it's a meme, okay? And you like, wow, that did so well. Now it's 3 months later, you're going to post it again. Do you change the size of the image? Do you change maybe the words that you're writing on the post with that so that way the algorithm doesn't think it's identical? Or do you literally post same exact image, same exact words, or does it matter?
LinkedIn has been dinging exactly posting. So what I'll do is re-download the image as a different file name so it looks a little different, maybe change colors, or maybe change, if it's a meme, I'll change the image in the meme with the same wording up top. So tweaking a little bit. Back in the day, LinkedIn didn't do this, but for some reason, they hate you repurposing content, which is so anti just content marketing, but they just don't like it. So if you've seen some posts that you've repurposed that don't get likes, it's probably because you took the same exact image, you didn't change something, you did the same exact file, or you did the same exact caption in the post above. So test that and see. The one thing that does suck about this is if you make a mistake like 2 minutes before and try to repost it, it will ding you again. I don't know why they do this, but it would ding you for posting it again, even though like you made a mistake.
Dude, that is so annoying.
Yeah, but the key to this is repurpose. It's not only winners, but winning ideas. I think winning concepts, winning phrases, repurpose that because you can change it in different ways. The best creators out there say the same thing 1,000 different ways. I don't know how many times Jay has said your subject line is great in 80,000 different ways, but he does it. Right. And it works because people know that matters.
Yeah. I mean, look at Gary Vee. He has like 5 different things that he says, like you're not too old yet and give, and then ask. I mean, it's 5 different things. Listen, so here's what I just realized. We have a lot more to share on this topic. So we're going to have to do, we're going to hit part 2 on this next week about how to grow your LinkedIn, because we got some more stuff coming your way. Daniel, what do you want to say as we wrap up this one?
Just post, start posting.
Yeah. Stop listening. Start posting. What are you doing? All right. We'll see you all next week. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing, and I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.